Every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you.
Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, I'm riding along, singing the same old cowboy song.
This is your weekend wake-up call at Rosie on the House. Come on in, pour a cup of coffee, and have yourself a seat.
Ain't got nothing but my name, and I'm the
Here it
only
comes.
Man.
Here it is.
I'm happy and I'm free. Just listen to the wind.
This is how we roust y'all up every Saturday morning. Every Arizona homeowner's happy place is my house, Rosie on the House. And we're here with a full staff. My wife, sweet Jennifer, right here by my side. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Romy, my son and co-host, right here by my other side.
Mic check.
And we have a power-packed broadcast for y'all this morning. At 8 o'clock, we've got John J. Harper coming in, talking landscape gardening.
Spring gardening. It is getting close to time. It's time to start getting our soils prepped, our gardens prepped, our seed layout going. So we'll be talking about laying out and getting set up to do a little spring gardening.
Well, it's a great time to prepare the soil with the little moisture we had last week, kind of soften everything up. Great time to get out there with your pitchfork and your shovels and kind of break things up and get your soil modified and enhanced and get everything planted. So perfect timing on that. Then at 9 o'clock, folks, by popular demand, if you're a subscriber to our e-newsletter, you already know this, and it is the number one topic we've been having to deal with at Rosie on the House for the last 7 months. By popular demand, we have APS coming into studio this morning to answer your questions about the rate change that is currently evolving and developing.
And this is not a political conversation. Maybe at a later time.
Jennifer will be doing the call screening.
Yeah. I'll be monitoring you all very well.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any control on what APS has or the Corporation Commission has done. We're just telling the story. So don't get mad at us.
That's right. That's right. We're just here. If you're confused about what of the new 7 rates you should switch to or what many of you are getting letters in the mail regularly now about what APS is going to switch you to. If you don't pick a plan, they're going to automatically pick a plan for you. So 9 o'clock, the APS is going to be here. They've taken 3 bills, mine being one of them, 2 other listeners being the other, and they're going to talk us through what we can expect in the new rate increase that you have to declare which rate you're going to be on by May. So by popular demand, APS will be in studio taking your calls, answering your questions at 9. And then the 10 o'clock hour, we've been on pests the entire month of February, how to control pests with other good pests, how to control pests with other bad pests, how to eliminate unwanted wildlife from your yard. And today we're going to be covering and focusing primarily on the one thing that every house in Arizona has to deal with eventually, termites. You've heard me say it a million times. There's only 2 types of homes in Arizona, the home that has had termites and the home that's going to have termites.
But our 7 o'clock hour is always problem-free.
The 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Makes you want to get outside and enjoy Arizona. So what you got for us today?
We've invited a couple special guests in from the Arizona State Parks and Trails System. Michelle Thompson, Chief of Communications for the entire system. Michelle, thanks for joining us in studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to be talking to Michelle about her role there at the Arizona State Parks, and Heidi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yep. Hello. I'm Heidi Erickson. I'm the manager over at Red Rock State Park in beautiful Sedona, Arizona.
And because our Arizona staycation is actually spending, is it this weekend, Romy?
It is.
It is?
They're the Orchard Inn they're in Sedona.
In Sedona, so we're shining the spotlight on Sedona today. Heidi, how do you get a job as park manager of Red Rock State Park?
Well, my background was originally Parks and Recreation when I was just out of college. But then I went and did a bunch of wildlife biology work for a while, including a master's degree in ecology. Red Rock State Park, in addition to having hiking trails, we also are an environmental education center. So my ecology background fits really well into what we do at the park as far as teaching others about ecology.
You were talking a little bit earlier about one of the jobs you had leading up to this job, and you were talking about being a wildlife dog catcher. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so you've seen the dog catcher folks with those big poles with the loop on the end.
Sure.
I didn't catch dogs. I actually caught wildlife, so I would go out and catch coyotes and bobcats. And occasionally some badgers when I worked out at Fort Irwin in the Mojave Desert just north of Barstow. It's the Army's National Training Center. That was a small part of my job.
And so how do you catch a badger?
Carefully.
Yes. And once you have caught the badger?
Well, you've seen those big dog carriers, you know, for a large dog like a German Shepherd. They're really big.
Okay.
So once you have... your noose pole, they call those long poles with the noose on the end, noose poles. Once you have the animal in it, you drag it over to the carrier. You get it in there, and you use your foot to close the door. And then you loosen the loop and take the loop off and close the door.
And then where do you take him? You're just relocating? Is that
relocating, trying to take him to a place where they're not going to interfere with the Army's operations, their training activities. But where they will be safe and... they will be able to still survive.
So that's the job you have in training for this job you've currently got. Do you have to deal with a lot of wildlife up at Red Rock?
We don't. I think in the 2 years I've been there, I've had to go out on the trails and move a rattlesnake 3 times.
Yeah, I would imagine that would draw some attention to a lot of winter visitors.
But we don't use the noose pole for those. We have a special snake catching kind of like big giant tweezers.
Yes, yeah. Well, on a really long stick.
Right.
Yeah, I can appreciate
long
that
enough.
For sure. Well, let's talk about what your daily role is. Let's locate Red Rock State Park first.
Absolutely. We're on the west side of Sedona, just outside the official city limits. There's a road called Red Rock Loop Road on the west side of town, which also has a Forest Service park on it as well. So not a whole lot of residential, but some really nice, big, fancy homes over there. So we're kind of a little off the beaten path as far as some of the touristy kind of things in Sedona.
Some great trails.
Absolutely. We have about 5 miles of interconnected loop trails. They're rated easy to moderate. Nothing at our park is rated difficult.
Talk about the Welcome Center.
Our visitor center does have a little park store where we have some stuff people can buy in order to remember their visit to Red Rock State Park. And then we also have a little interpretive museum down at the bottom level of our visitor center where folks can get a glimpse into the different ecology, wildlife, plants that inhabit the Sedona area and ways to try and conserve those things and enjoy nature without destroying it. And then we also have a little theater where we play a movie about the Sedona attractions in the area called The Natural Wonders of Sedona, and then a 15-minute movie called Love to Death, which is produced by the Oak Creek Watershed Council. And they made that documentary in order to highlight how popular Oak Creek Canyon is, but how our love for it almost just tries to destroy it.
How many visitors do you think you have a year? Do you have
Our park gets less visitors than some of the other parks. As an environmental education center and habitat conservation park, we don't let people swim in the water at our park. We want those banks to stay nice and healthy. But yeah. There are many places in Sedona where you can get in the water, and you have humans getting in the water create beaches.
Yeah.
And humans aren't always great about throwing away their trash. So we do get less visitors because we don't let people in the water. But we still get, I would say on a good week, in our busy season, which is March to May, and September to October, we probably will get about 600 to 700 people a week.
That's a good healthy number. And is that education, ecology education, is that for the visitors or is that something for the rangers?
The education program, mm-hmm. We actually have school groups that come in. Ah. They can book a field trip. They can pick from a list of different classes from, you know, they can choose insects, they can choose bio water, they can choose archaeology or a little mock archaeology dig. So there's lots of different classes they can teach related to natural and cultural resources.
Do they come from all over the state or mostly?
For the most part, well, actually, it's kind of half and half. We get half of our kids from the local Verde Valley, which, you know, all the way down from Camp Verde through the local towns, and a few schools from Flagstaff. We also do get a few schools from Phoenix, and there's a travel teens group that comes from California every year.
Wow. That's great. That's a great resource.
And my question is, as park manager, do you ever get out to, are you in a desk job or are you in an outside job?
I'm more at a desk than I would like to be.
I bet.
But I do try and get outside at least for 15, 20 minutes a day so I can look outside, talk to visitors that are coming in, make sure everybody understands what our park is about and what we'd like them to do.
When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Michelle Thompson, Chief of Communications for Arizona State Parks and Trails, talking about how do they pick a park manager and do they ever just shuffle the deck like Heidi here as park manager of Red Rock State Park. Will she ever be shuffled down to Yuma?